Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I think, what do we got now? We got history lesson, I think, right? Yeah, history lesson time. Yeah, yeah. I'll figure out the show eventually.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, March 10th, 1792, John Stone patented the pile driver.
The pile driver? Yeah. No, that's not the old, the pile driver.
No, Hunter, it's not the WWF wrestling move, pile driver.
How do you know? It was 1792. Were you there?
Pretty sure they didn't have, you know, the WWE and Stone Cold Steve Austin there in 1792.
Robert Stone flipped off the top rope and invented the pile driver.
That's right, my friends. The pile driver.
The
no.
pile driver.
No, that is not at all what it is. This is the piece of machinery, if you will. Not the WWE move that will just compact someone's spine, okay?
If he really wanted to invent a really cool thing, it would have been the pile driver.
I mean, I'm sure they had wrestling moves back then, but I don't think the pile driver off the top rope was...
What is a pile driver? The piece of machinery, anyway.
It drives piles.
Yeah? What kind of piles? Cow piles? Or?
It's piles, you know? Just piles. I'll be honest. I've never used a pile driver. I've done the move before on my brother, you know, and my younger cousins while wrestling, which mom and dad was not happy about. But the actual piece of machinery, the pile driver, I've never actually used.
The pile driver, a little more safe to do to your brother than the tombstone.
But a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah. I knew when I found this thing, we weren't going to talk at all about the actual piece of equipment right there. I knew this. All right, if we try and even somewhat talk about the actual piece of pile driver equipment, it wasn't going to go that way.
If I were to be on Jeopardy right now, and they were at what, or just any game show that asked what a pile driver is, you know my answer would be...
Who did the pile driver?
Pile driver.
Who did the pile driver in wrestling? Who was that?
God, I don't know. I just remember it being one of a significant move back in the day before they like were really flipping off the top rope and doing crazy, you know.
Hold on, who's you looking it up? Look it up. The pile driver. Mm-hmm.
It's probably somebody old school, probably like Mr.
Oh, the Undertaker.
Perfect.
Undertaker.
That I was his was a tombstone.
No, his was the it's the tombstone pile driver.
Oh,
that was his finishing move until his retirement in the late 2020. But here, there's more. There's a full Wikipedia article about it. So you got the aided pile driver, the Argentine pile driver, backflip. Let's see. I don't know. That's it.
That's the one where you're upside down then, and he goes down on his knees. Dude, could you imagine? You got this, right? Because my spine is in your hands, dude. Like, don't slip.
If you go just a little to the left, I'm dead, bro. All right. What I love is on the Wikipedia for this, there's a stick figure animation of the pile driver.
Yes.
Just in case you were wondering how to do it. Anyway, but so completely off topic, but it's fine. John Stone invented the pile driver 1792, and then wrestlers turned it into probably one of the best finishing moves ever.
Robert Stone was in a singlet, be honest.
He was in. Now, come here, everyone. I want to show you my latest invention. He just grabs someone from the audience. Boom! That's right.
Damn, Mr. Stone.
The pile driver. All right, this has been so stupid, and no one learned anything. That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is Andy Woodall.